When I was growing up in Pakistan, even as a teenager, I would be amused and often scratch my head at the way the Soviet Union's evil communist fascist regime would spin the news and tell outright white lies with a straight face. I used to wonder how stupid they must think the rest of the world was to actually believe them, or how stupid they must be, or deluded, that they would actually think they could get away with such white lies. If there is one thing that history teaches us, is that history repeats itself. 20 years after the deluded, corrupt, evil, dictatorial, fascist, human rights violating, aggressive, other country invading Soviet Russians showed us how they spin the news, history repeated itself. Who can forget Baghdad Bob, or whatever the name was of Saddam Hussein's public relations official? That time, it was the deluded, corrupt, evil, dictatorial, fascist, human rights violating, aggressive, other country invading Iraqis showing us how they could spin the facts, actually expecting the world to believe them. The one thing I have to give the Bush administration credit for is that they have sped up history. The Soviets and the Ba'athists were so inefficient. It took them 20 years from the collapse of the Soviet Union to the collapse of Saddam's regime, and it took 20 years to see a repeat of Soviet-style propaganda and lies through the Saddam regime spokesperson. But because so many of George Bush's friends are from big business, they have brought incredible efficiency to the business of lying. Instead of 20 years, in less than 3 years, the world is witnessing what to them must appear to be the deluded, corrupt, evil, dictatorial, fascist, human rights violating, aggressive, other country invading lies and public relations spin of the USA. Who can forget Dick Cheney going on national television saying that the Iraqi insurgency was in its dying throes in 2003? I guess it depends on how we describe dying throes. According to the latest news report, our government says it is hot on the heels of Abu Zarqawi, the evil, murderous terrorist in Iraq who is literally daring us to find him. And the closest we got to him was an unedited tape of the video he recently released. So we are hot on his heels. I guess that means his heels are in their dying throes. In the next few months, we might even get his ankles. A few more months, I'm sure our administration will get his knees, even if we cannot get him on his knees. Who can forget Bush saying that he was going to get Bin Laden dead or alive? Then who can forget him saying that he does not much care about catching Bin Laden? So the man who killed and boasted of killing 3,000 of our fellow Americans on September 11 is not even a top priority for Bush and his administration, except the extra activity I notice in that surge around elections in our country. In the meantime, Bin Laden, sitting in a cave or a middle-class living room somewhere, watching TV, makes videos, continues not only to taunt us, but to encourage others to attack us, all the while continuing to plan something bigger and worse than September 11. Who can forget Donald Rumsfeld ridiculing those people who said Iraq was in chaos in 2003 and then saying the same thing again in 2006? Who can forget his insulting a professional and patriotic army general who had the audacity to tell the administration and the people that we are attacking Iraq with too few troops? That man served our nation all his life, and Rumsfeld and that evil neocon war instigator Paul Wolfowitz added insult to injury by boycotting that general's retirement event. To continue this trend, today's news also reports that John Bellinger, the American who heads our delegation to the Committee Against Torture, said allegations of US abuse had become so exaggerated as to be absurd. Seeing that the whole world has seen pictures of prisoner abuse at our hands and that we cannot actually prosecute the September 11 planners in a court of law because we continue to torture them, and that no one has been punished for the murder of 29 Afghan prisoners at our hands, it is absurd that each one of Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Rice, and now Bellinger are trying to outdo each other in how to make absurd false claims while keeping a straight face like Baghdad Bob. Like a bad sequel to a bad movie, we did not have to wait 20 years. Bush and company are replaying that history of telling absurd, stupid white lies just 3 years after we were laughing at that Iraqi propaganda minister. We know what happened to his regime and to him, and we know what happened to the Soviet Union. Is that what we want to be the fate of our great nation, the United States of America? What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com or send me an email to imran@imran.com. imran@imran.com. This is Imran signing off.